FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. We're here on the Saturday night edition live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We do it six nights a week, actually. Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern time. And, of course, this is the Saturday night show from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern. You can join us for every single moment. And, of course, you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. If you don't have a local station that you can listen to Free Talk Live on, well, first thing you should do is call your local stations and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. Otherwise, you can always tune in at freetalklive.com, where we've got a broadband stream and we've got a dial-up stream as well, so everybody who is on the Internet can listen to Free Talk Live. No excuses. Go to freetalklive.com. We got a lot to do tonight. We still have some emails to catch up on, all kinds of topics to talk about. We've been all over the map from celebrity worship tonight to gun control to communism. And so let's get into this email from Ragnar. He says, hello. I have a question. By the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, I have a question I'd like to hear discussed on Free Talk Live. First, some quick pertinent background information on myself. I'm a registered libertarian and listen to Free Talk Live via podcast. Due to my own pirate radio past, I call myself Ragnar Dainskold, and I have my own podcast called The Pirates Week. It's a weekly news show of the shortwave and mediumwave pirate radio. He's talking about the people that put up signals on shortwave radio without permission. I've actually heard one of them before. I have a bumper sticker from them. It was pretty neat. I used to have a shortwave radio, and there's this one frequency that pirates are known to operate on. It's kind of the pirate frequency.
Arr!
And, yeah, so
it's like the Caribbean frequency.
I was listening one night, and I heard these guys operating. I think they were out of New York City or New York or something like that. And they were actually pirates giving out a 1-800 number. It was really weird.
I guess they weren't scared of getting caught, were they?
Yeah, they gave out a 1-800 number.
Come on, do you think the FCC is competent enough to catch these people?
No, absolutely not. Does the FCC care about shortwave radio?
No,
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine they do either.
So anyway, I called the number, and they sent me a spiffy bumper sticker, which was pretty neat.
Pretty nice.
So he says, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the FCC. Not on the content obscenity enforcement, but rather on station licensing and frequency allocation. And then he makes a few points. And by the way, I got to say that I used to want to be a pirate, man, which back before my career in commercial radio, I endeavored to be a pirate radio broadcaster.
Oh, boy.
That's what got me into doing it as a career, because when I was a teenager, I was all into the idea of being a pirate. But after doing research, I discovered that it's pretty mean when the FCC comes to your door and kicks it in at 6 in the morning, points guns at your family, and confiscates all your radio equipment.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
Not a lot of fun there, huh?
No, it's probably not happening to shortwave pirates, but what I'm talking about is pirates that are operating on the FM and AM bands.
Especially the FM band, I would
imagine. Especially the FM band, yeah. And this is actually something that happened to a pirate here in the Tampa Bay area who was running a 24-hour operation. He wasn't just flipping the transmitter on once a night, playing some tunes and going off the air.
No.
This guy had volunteers coming into his residence and running a pirate radio station. It was called the Party Pirate, as a matter of fact. And not only that, the dude was operating the station pretty much publicly. I mean, everybody knew where he was, because there were so many volunteers involved in the station. And he was kind of like a radio geek, so he had all kinds of different antennas and stuff like that. In fact, he was running repeaters for the local police department. So even the local cops knew who the guy was, and they knew what he was. He was doing them a favor. Like, the repeater allows the cops to extend their radio signals a little bit further. So he was doing some things for them. Didn't protect him, though, because it ended up, like I was saying, 6 in the morning, a multi-unit task force from the FCC to the FBI to a couple other organizations were outside his house. They literally pounded down his, almost broke his door down, came inside, and did point weapons at him and his wife, forced them onto the floor for a matter of hours while they searched his residence.
And took what they wanted?
And took everything. Yeah, they took not only his radio equipment, but he apparently had a picture of Jesus that they took for some reason.
Strange.
So they just can go ahead and take anything they want. And of course, then he got a fine, and who knows? I don't know if he ended up doing jail time, but I figured that I didn't want to put money into a pirate radio setup just to have it all taken. Might as well get into the real deal, commercial radio. And so began my career, and now here I am. So, anyway.
Devastatingly interesting,
yeah.
I tell you.
Back to the... I think it's interesting that...
It is.
How many other radio show hosts wanted to be pirates in the beginning? I don't know. Anyway, he says, in a libertarian government, should the federal government have the authority to allocate and regulate what frequency radio stations use or who is allowed to radiate radio signals? No. Nope. In a libertarian America, there would be no FCC. We would abolish the FCC. And therefore, radio signals could be homesteaded, kind of like most property is. Like, kind of like property could have been in the past. You could just go and set up camp, and it's your property if nobody's really laid claim to it. So kind of the same thing with the radio waves. If you've got an open spot on the band, set yourself up a radio signal, and it's yours. And that way you can say, that way if somebody else comes along later on and flips on their transmitter on the same frequency, you can take them to court and show, well, look, here's the date that my transmitter went on the air. I mean, we've been doing this station for 5 years, and these guys just turned theirs on 2 weeks ago. It's clear that we have rights to this frequency, whereas they don't. It could very easily be taken care of in the courts, the court system.
Well, you'd just see buying and selling of frequencies at that point the same as you do now,
without
the licensing of the government.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, then it would be the industries that would set the standards. So kind of like how the computer industry came up with certain standards.
You
like,
wouldn't see you wouldn't see new people getting into the radio industry. Clear Channel would take over again. And this time, instead of taking over like they have, they'd take over all the stations.
What do you mean they'd take over?
They'd take over if you were talking about doing it the way you're talking about doing
it.
Well,
how could they take over if I'm not going to sell my radio station to them?
Well, okay, so, but everyone will. Everything's for sale in this world, my friend.
Okay, well, I don't see how Clear Channel could possibly buy out everybody.
They bought out everybody so far. They bought out 1,600 out of the 8,000 radio signals that are currently in the United States.
If you want to run a radio station in a free market, you'd be able to. You just set up your station. Why would Clear Channel want to buy a little local FM station, like 100 Water?
That's what they do.
But why would they want to? It's going to be something you'd be running out of the back room of your house. Why would they want to buy that?
What about big signals? You wouldn't have big signals anymore?
Sure, you could have big signals. I'm just telling you that if, even in your doomsday scenario, if Clear Channel went around and, if we eliminated the FCC, and then Clear Channel went around and snatched up all the remaining radio stations around the country, that would not stop you from putting your radio station on the air. And there's plenty of people out there in the United States that would like to have their own microcasting local radio station. There are people that do it anyway, regardless of what the FCC says, and then there are people that are kind of withholding because they don't want to receive the wrath of the FCC for doing so. There are people that don't care that very much for Clear Channel out there that would put their own stations on the air if they only could. But the FCC prevents them from doing that.
But then Clear Channel could sue them because they had homesteaded that signal in that area.
The idea that Clear Channel would possibly be able to suck up the entire band is totally asinine.
No, it's not. They're just about have done it.
You are just you're talking out of your ass, man.
No, I'm not.
There are so many open frequencies in plenty of markets around the country. Sure, New York City, it's going to be tough to slip in there.
What about Tampa?
Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Where are you going to slip in Tampa? That's the 22nd market.
Well, in a free market, you see, you're still operating under the FCC rules, even though we're talking about an FCC-free area, because without the FCC, it would be industry that set standards. So instead of the FCC determining that the FM band is from 88 to 108 megahertz, we might have Sony or the manufacturers of car radios get together and decide.
I don't see how implementation of that particularly is going to work. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. Because you're going to switch over from today's culture into this libertopia that you're talking about, and they're just going to add on some stuff to the radio.
Sure, they expanded the AM band not too many years ago. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get back into this unless you interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manmush.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts and hundreds of users interacting. It's absolutely free. Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org. So we're talking about the FCC, and Manwich, who is normally a small government kind of guy, is revealing his communist tendencies here. Yes, Manwich supports a strong central control over all radio signals, because in your opinion, Manwich, if the FCC shriveled up and died tomorrow, Clear Channel would take over the world. Clear Channel would take over the United States.
Under the system that you're talking about, homesteading signals, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
I'm just coming up with one idea. Now, I don't know, you know, how effective it would be. I don't know what the free market would actually come up with, but that's just an option. And yes, you're right. The transition phase might be a little rocky between having an FCC and not, because the FCC has created the bandwidth for FM and AM. The FCC has said FM shall be 88 to 108 megahertz.
And obviously, if you start broadcasting your radio station at 108.1 megahertz, nobody's going to ever hear what you've got to play.
No, obviously not.
Ever. Ever.
Okay, you're right about that.
And you can't just go put up a signal any old place you want. Everybody's going to be cranking their signals up. You know, all those 4,000-watt, you know, what do they call those, local FMs that they broadcast, the grade C signals.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go from 4,000 watt, and they're going to say, whoa, hey, no FCC here. Let's go to 100,000 watts. Just
now,
like that.
Now, that costs money, you know.
What? It costs nothing.
It costs a little bit more to go to
pay. A little bit more.
I don't know
it's
what.
It's definitely worth it.
I don't know what the cost could possibly be. I'm not sure how much.
There's going to be turf wars over, you know, where signals are going to go to, with who. No. Anarchy. Sorry. I mean, either you have to say there ain't no rules, and
would you
whoever's agree? Got the biggest stick wins.
What if we had what if we allowed the states to decide? What if we allowed the states to create their own Florida FCC or
what about
New York FCC?
Yeah, I would be willing to do that because the FCC does work with Mexico, which isn't regulated like we are,
mm-hmm.
and we protect their signals, they protect ours. So I think that the borders of the states would probably be protected by the various states, the several states. I think that Georgia and Florida would work together, and as would Oregon and
so
Washington.
So that's a step in the right direction, and I would be more accepting towards that. But I think you'd have
more government employees by having an organization like 50 organizations over that mm-hmm. than you currently have with the FCC.
Maybe so. I'm not sure about that. If that's what you want, man, which if what you want is control, state organizations would do a better job of it, I think. And as far as anarchy goes, again, I just can't see if we were to abolish the FCC tomorrow. I just can't see what you're talking about. Clear Channel buying up all, let's say, okay, let's talk Tampa or New York. New York
pick,
City.
Pick a signal.
Let's do New York.
Okay.
Because
no,
there's
York.
No open spots on the band in New York
no.
City. If the FCC disappeared tomorrow... You said that.
Are you aware that every other that there's two positions on either side of a signal also on the FM dial that have to be protected?
Okay.
And left. I mean, so when I'm sitting at 105.9, nobody can be at 105.7, and nobody can be at 106.1. So each one of those, there has to be a space
right.
on either side.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Okay. So you're saying that if we got rid of the FCC next week, then within a matter of days, Clear Channel would have bought up all the radio stations in New York. Because everybody will sell, is what you said.
No. They won't all sell immediately, but everything does have its price, my friend.
Sure, everything does have its price, but there are some people in the radio business. Now,
okay, what difference does it make if Clear Channel has 90% of the radio stations then?
Well, let's see. If Clear Channel has 90% of the radio stations, what are they going to put on all those
the same crap
positions?
That they've been putting on?
But if you've
Kiss got FM and Light 100.
If you've got a station with if you've got a city with 20 FM signals on the air,
Clear Channel competes with itself in Tampa with 17 signals in the same market.
Mm-hmm.
17 signals. It's not like this is unheard of.
What would Clear Channel, if Clear Channel buys up 17 signals?
Yes.
And they're not repeating formats on any of those 17?
Absolutely.
There are 17 different formats?
They're repeating formats on 17 on them. Yes.
So they have like two oldie stations, two rock stations? Because there's only so many damn formats out there is what I'm saying.
They have three rock stations.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have two oldies stations.
It just doesn't seem economically.
Country.
It doesn't seem like it'd be economically feasible for them to put five rock stations on the air in the same market. What good would that do them?
They get all the rock dollars, man.
It just seems like utter paranoia. You just don't trust the free market, man, which that's what it is.
No, no.
You don't trust that the free market would be able to work this out.
That's where you always go when you can't figure out, when the child genius can't figure out a scenario. Sorry, man, you have to have control over the dial.
No, you don't.
Either that or the biggest stick wins.
That's the way it's always been.
You're not going to get the size of stations that you had previously. There's not going to be boomers that are out there broadcasting radio signals over large areas. That is gone. Those days are over if you deregulate the radio industry. And I feel that they serve.
I think it'd be fun. It'd be fun and exciting if the FCC just disappeared tomorrow. You're just so scared of the potential of the free market and what it might bring. You think it's going to bring in the radio industry? You think it's going to bring death and destruction and anarchy to?
It is
going to
bring death, destruction, and anarchy.
Don't believe it for a second. But anyway, we'll leave it at that one. Anyway, moving on with the email here from Ragnar. He says, "If not the FCC, how could a private organization, guild, group enforce individuals or companies to adhere to a frequency plan?" Well, you couldn't force anybody to adhere to a frequency plan. I mean, I suppose you could contract it, but then again, what are you going to do about somebody that decides to put up his little 100-watt FM in the center of town and interfere with your signal? He also says, if there was no enforcement, would we have a situation where the biggest transmitter wins? I don't know. I don't know what the free market would come up with. And finally, do you believe that the airwaves are collectively owned by the public? I'll let you answer that one, Manwich.
That is what they say, and it is not true.
Who owns the airwaves?
The airwaves are owned by the FCC. The government owns the
But
the
we airwaves. Created the government.
Sorry.
Well, we the people created the government of the United States.
Yeah, well,
and
the only
somebody
way that
the people
are ever going to get back the airwaves is by destroying the government of the United States. Because the government has become too large. You know, the controlling body... That, in this case, is the FCC. They own the airwaves. My opinion, because I own those airwaves, matters for crap. If I rate the FCC, this is what I think about, radio in general, and I think that they should be able to say certain
words. Well,
we
should be able to trump the FCC, because we created the government. The government created the FCC. And what if it weren't possible to have an FCC? What would happen then? Like you said, it'd be anarchy, right? That's your answer?
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And Manwich the communist. Manwich D. Government control freak.
You can't explain how the world would be better without
control. Okay, fine. Let me explain how the world would be better. If I'm supposed to be free, which this is supposed to be a free country... How dare you?
Oh, God.
How dare you try to tell me that I have to come to some regulatory board and bow down before them before I can flip the switch on a transmitter?
Look, if your transmitter only reaches your property, fine and frickin' dandy, jerk. Then you can broadcast all you want on, you know, whatever, you know, 547 Smith Street. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want on your own little property, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
But if that comes across your property line... Then I'm sorry, you violated somebody else's property rights at that point.
Well, your signals are coming across my property line. Have my rights been violated? There's plenty of frequencies out there.
Well, look, man, that's the way it is.
Should the FCC regulate all bands in your little world, Manwich, or would they only regulate FM and AM? Like, if I wanted to go and flip on a shortwave transmitter, would that be okay with your FCC?
No, this doesn't matter. Shortwave doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. So it's okay there. So, and also, in your fantasy land where Clear Channel takes over every single radio station, don't you think that... I mean, again, I'm not trying to attack Clear Channel here, but let's be honest. There are people out there that don't like them. There are people that don't like the Clear Channel homogenized format thing that they do on some of their stations. And don't you think that they might get angry and decide to start their own radio station to compete with Clear Channel?
Here's
and not
what?
Sell it? You think everybody would sell out to Clear Channel?
So Clear Channel only has 90% of the signals. You don't think they effectively control the market?
No, because there's that 10%. You could go buy ads from that other 10% and get to the listeners that don't listen to the other 90% of the station.
Sorry, not good enough.
You're only a monopoly if you control 100% of the market, Manwich.
Not good enough.
As long as others are free to start up their own operations, and that's the problem with the FCC, is that you're not free to start your own radio transmitting
operation. The guy makes a great point, and it doesn't work. You have to have a governing body for the radio industry and the television industry. In the broadcast industry.
Finally, he says, this is an email from Ragnar about pirate radio. He says, I, as a libertarian, typically fall back on the argument that the market would solve most problems, as I have done with this argument.
When I have no answer, that's what I say.
Unfortunately, this issue is not influenced by the market. A transmitter can be built by hobbyists that cover North America in the shortwave band or a small city in the broadcast band for investment of a few hundred dollars. I would really appreciate you speaking on this topic. Let me know if I can use part of your broadcast for my podcast. Yes, you can absolutely use the broadcast for the podcast. And as far as a few hundred dollars, I suppose you could build your own transmitter for a few hundred. But if you actually want to buy a transmitter, you're looking at a few thousand at least to do that. So 1-800-259-9231. So I am not... I'm not happy with your answer, man, which you think that Clear Channel is going to take over the world, and nobody's forcing anybody to buy ads from Clear Channel, are they? Right? I mean, if people really don't like Clear Channel, won't they just stop advertising with them?
They won't.
Well, then shouldn't it be allowed to happen then? If that's really what people want, if people want to buy ads on a huge media conglomerate like that, then let them have it. Why not? I mean, basically, it's what they have today. It's really not too far away from it, whether it's 60% or 90%. Really, is there that much
like
of a difference?
Like Ragnar says, the market influences don't work in this particular instance. There
I disagree with you. You just haven't allowed them to try. You haven't allowed them the opportunity to work. So you can't imagine how they would work, just like you can't imagine how it would work.
I told you, Clear Channel owned 90% of the signals.
Well, that's your fantasy scenario, and I think it's unlikely. And I think that if that's really what happened, then the market, if the market was demanding something different, then they would create an alternate band, and there would be like an underground movement in the market.
Quit talking to me about this. Let's talk about something else.
It's because you're afraid of the ideas, man.
I'm not afraid of the ideas, man. It's boring.
Don't you agree with me that if the market demands something different, let's pretend Clear Channel owns 100% of the radio stations in the market, and people are getting tired of it, or either people will or won't, right? People will either like it or they won't.
No.
Right?
People will accept bland vanilla and not demand a change from it. They will accept
mediocre. If that's what people will do, then why do you care so much? If that's what people want, then let them have it. Now your argument has just fallen in upon itself. If that's what people want, then they'll have what they want. But if people want something different, then they'll be able to have that because they'll create something. In the market, they'll be able to create like an alterna band or something like that where some company will get into the creation of a alternate radio, some sort of modification that will allow you to pick up the non-Clear Channel owned band. Seriously, you can't even envision what it would be like. And I can't either. So we're just doing a hypothesis here. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go, man. Why don't you bring up a topic then since you know everything? Smarty pants.
Well, let me see. I'm going through my stuff here real quick.
Otherwise, we'd talk about the man paying with twos.
I have an interesting little... No, let's talk about the man paying with twos.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. No, let's talk to Sean in Massachusetts. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I just want to make a quick comment about this SEC deregulation thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Basically, I think this comes down to the fundamental difference between... the libertarian mind and the others. Basically, it comes down to the role of the government. I mean, I think the other people think the government should be, you know, fit the role of a parent that watches what we listen to. And the libertarian thinks that we're, you know, free minds that can think for ourselves.
Well, we haven't really been discussing the FCC's role in regulating content. We've been discussing the FCC's role in regulating, broadcast patterns. You know, who's allowed to go on the air where.
Right. Yeah, but isn't that directly related to the content? I mean, so what if Clear Channel owned 100% of the radio station? What's the worst that can happen?
The worst that can happen?
Yeah, they might.
We'll all hear boring, bland
music.
How
do you know that? If everything's boring, then people will tune out and they would change it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, Clear Channel's a business. I mean, they have to make money or else, that's the only reason for them being there.
Clear Channel's all about money, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I always thought
they're not all about good radio, though.
Yeah, well, say they happen to be some kind of, as an extreme example, some kind of fascist, pro-Aryan nation type thing or whatever that... people will probably just stop listening to them and they won't make money.
Well, actually, as a perfect example,
but
the Clear Channel...
The mediocrity of it is far more insidious. That's what I'm saying. Is what we're going to have is we're going to have Kiss FM and Light 100. We're going to have The Beat and we're going to
have
Star.
We have all that.
It's crap.
Well, we have all that and we have an FCC.
And we have the alternates. There's signals out there. You can listen to something different.
And there would be signals out there that would not sell out to Clear Channel.
Nine or ten of them.
The idea of this internet just kind of makes it obsolete because, you can get a channel directly to what you want to listen to.
Soon you will have internet radios and they will be broadcasting. And I mean, I'll grant you that there's a certain mootness to the point that technology is going to trump this issue. But it does bring out that libertarianism doesn't solve everything.
No, and plus it's just like the government. Do people deserve the government that we have? I mean, we do because...
we get the radio stations we deserve.
yeah, exactly, because if we don't care enough, then that's what we get.
Thank you, Sean. Great points. We really appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free if you want to chime in or change the topic completely. This is your show. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And man,
it's the live Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so still time for you to get your calls in about whatever's on your mind. We were talking about the FCC. We were going to go somewhere else, but we had an email pop in on the subject, and since we're still kind of on the issue, might as well bang this out. By the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the site. This one from one of our unofficial affiliates. So we've got an affiliate in, I think it's Arizona, that operates a couple of micro stations
mm-hmm.
and actually runs Free Talk Live on those stations. His name is Chris, and he says, Ian, great subject. Clear Channel, Infinity, and Ennis are huge members with the National Association of Broadcasters. The NAB has control of the FCC, and the NAB wants zero competition from unlicensed stations. That's why the new low-power FM service has been restricted, and no new licenses will be issued for low-power FM at this time. So much more could be said, but as long as the FCC is controlled by the National Association of Broadcasters, there's no chance of low-power community stations for low-power community stations to exist on the band. I believe the FCC is a good thing. You need control. But the problem is they are controlled by the NAB. The FCC should allow responsible, unlicensed operation of a transmitter, up to 5 watts on FM and 10 watts on AM. These stations can exist peacefully with the big licensed stations. But again, the NAB wants no competition from local low-powered stations. I suppose Manwich wishes we didn't broadcast Free Talk Live. Sure, we cover a small area, but we cause zero interference with any radio station.
No, I like the idea that people are out there doing the pirate thing. All I'm saying is that there would be anarchy if you did away with the FCC.
Well, what you're talking about, when you say anarchy, would you describe what he's doing as anarchist?
I think he...
He's broadcasting without permission from the FCC.
Then he is, unfortunately, breaking the law.
But he's not hurting anybody.
I agree, and I don't think that he will be... the law will be enforced on him.
See, now, here again is the problem that we have in every single industry, where there's a regulatory board for each industry. We were talking about this earlier tonight, whether it be the restaurants, or in this case, radio stations. The regulatory board inevitably ends up being controlled by those who have been in the business the longest. In this case, it's the National Association of Broadcasters who are pulling the strings, if you will, on the FCC. Sure, the FCC can pull some strings on them, but it's a back and forth, give and take kind of a thing. And so you have this organization, the FCC, which was created to control the radio waves, that has ended up controlling them to the extent that little guys can't get in the business. Have you ever looked into what it takes to start a radio station, Manwich?
Oh, yes, I have.
The
it's
thousands
incredible.
Of dollars in fees to apply? Well, you can't even get... You have to pay thousands to just get the application fees done. And then that's not going to guarantee that you get in.
No, it's not. You're not getting in.
Yeah, thousands for application fees, thousands for engineering fees, studies, and you have to jump through all kinds of hoops in order to get into this business. You can't just flip on a transmitter, although there are people that do that, and again, as you put it, they're breaking the law. So the current situation that we have is not fair to anybody that wants to get into the business on their own. It's not fair to anybody without a few extra $100,000 to spend.
I'm not saying one thing or the other. I'm trying to tell me a viable libertarian explanation for what's going to happen to the radio industry, and don't be a freaking nut job. That's all I'm saying. I'm not advocating anything. Mm-hmm. I say you must have the FCC to regulate because there is no other solution.
But you change the rules. See, you would change the rules at the FCC, right? If Manwich was put in charge, you'd modify it maybe to allow some smaller stations in, right?
Sure, I would.
Right? Okay. You would do that if you were in charge, but you're not.
And I understand where you're going with
if
this.
If Chris were in charge, he'd change it so people could operate up to 5 watts on FM. But what about the people that want to operate 10 watts on FM and 15 watts on FM? Nobody's ever going to be happy with the FCC and their rules. You will never make it so that they can appease everybody. And so, therefore, that's why they need to be gotten rid of. Because Chris isn't ever going to be in charge. Manwich, you're never going to be in charge. And even if you were, you'd still have people fighting over the rules. People would still be arguing over how much is too much, how many stations can be owned by each individual company, how many watts they can all operate at, etc. It's another government organization that creates fighting amongst people, amongst individuals. I'd rather have a signal war than I would people trying to control a government bureaucracy, personally. We'll have to leave it at that. 1-800-259-9231. Did you have a Darwin Award?
I do.
All right.
Just one second here. Let me pull up the right...
1-800-259-9231.
The following mind-boggling attempt at a crime spree occurred in Washington, USA. It appeared to be the robber's first and last attempt. His target was H&J Leather and Firearms, a handgun shop specializing in handguns.
Mm-hmm.
The shop was full of customers, firearms customers. To enter the shop, the robber had to step around a marked police patrol car parked in the front door. A uniformed officer was standing at the counter, having coffee before work. Upon seeing the officer, the would-be robber announced a hold-up, fired a few wild shots from a .22 target pistol into the air. The officer and the clerk promptly returned fire, the officer with a 9mm Glock 17 and the clerk with a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. That's really big, big handguns. I don't know if you're familiar. Assisted by several customers who also drew their guns, several of whom fired, the robber was pronounced dead at the scene. Crime scene investigators located 47 extended cartridge cases in the shop. The subsequent autopsy revealed 23 gunshot wounds. Ballistic rounds from 7 different weapons. No one else was hurt in the exchange of fire here at the beginning of March, and we may already have the 2005 winner.
Yeah,
of the Darwin
it's going to be a tough one to top. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control in the remaining moments. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so maybe enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can get interactive with us and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And then
we do it six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and also the live Saturday show, which is this one, from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We have been just all over the place tonight, man, which everything from communism to the radio, the way the FCC mandates things. What else did we talk about? Did we touch on immigration?
We didn't discuss immigration.
We go so many different places in a matter of 3 hours on Free Talk Live.
You were complaining about people liking the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was complaining about the worship of celebrity, worship of royalty and Hollywood types. And so, yeah, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Amanwich.
Hello,
Tim.
Hi, I want to talk about micro stations or hybrid stations, whatever they're called.
Now's your chance, man.
Tim, are you wasted?
No, I'm not wasted.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
All right. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for about at least a month now.
Congratulations, Tim. We're glad you're out there.
And I've been listening, and the short wave in my area, it's not too good. So I, with help from others, I put up a big satellite dish so I could listen also on C-SPAN radio network.
So you're listening to Free Talk Live directly from the satellite.
Off C-band.
Right.
honestly been correct.
Got it.
And, you know, in our local area, we can't get shortwave.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're on shortwave, but okay.
But, anyways...
Tim, you're going to have to stop taking 3-second pauses between each words because we're running out of time, buddy.
All right. Well,
wrap this one up in less than a minute, dude.
All right. So should I call back some other time?
No, you should make your points right now in less than a minute and get out what you've got.
All right. Well, if you're about off the air, then I have nothing this time.
Well, great call, Tim. Thanks for it.
Call
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So there.
All right, so I got a little short segment here.
Okay.
Sony has a patent on something they haven't yet created, which is a bizarre thing about patent law anyway, but let me read this thing. A researcher at Sony, maker of the PlayStation, has obtained a patent for a technique to beam ultrasonic pulses to your brain. The technique is really just a detailed but untested theory right now, but if it works, it could translate into video games that induce sensory experiences. Like, these pulses could make you smell or touch
things. Wait, how does it interact with your brain?
It sends pulses to your brain.
Well, is it kind of like it sits on top of your head? Do they have a photo of it? Or
They showed a device that looks as,
like a prototype?
Remarkably like a stud finder.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it just sends pulses.
That's exciting.
And I guess these pulses make you smell, touch, taste aspects of the game. The patent says that the... technique could help a blind person see images or a deaf person hear a recording.
It could also... Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
It could also help us with, like, what they have in Strange Days. Have you seen that movie?
No.
With Ray Fiennes?
No.
Angela Bassett? No. Tom Sizemore?
You could name them all, and I still wouldn't have seen it.
It's pretty cool, man. They've got this little squid thing that goes on your head, and you can actually relive other people's experiences.
Uh-huh.
You can record your own life experience, like robbing a bank.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody else could put that on their head and replay it and totally experience the exact same emotions and feelings and rushes. Anyway, Free Talk Live. See you.
If you're tired...